News from Reuters, 2023-1130/, French ministers head to Indo-Pacific, Australia in diplomatic push. France's defense and foreign ministers travel to the Indo-Pacific next week as part of a diplomatic offensive to strengthen political and military ties, and rebuild its relationship with key partner Australia. France, with overseas territories in the Pacific and Indian Ocean and 7,000 troops stationed there, considers itself an Indo-Pacific power. The loss of a major submarine deal with Australia in 2021 forced it to rethink its strategy amid ongoing regional tensions with China in the disputed South China Sea. Paris has since struck arms and security deals with several powers, including India, Malaysia, and Indonesia, as well as reinforcing ties with Japan. It aims to complete a new regional strategy plan for the start of 2024 that would encompass everything from security to culture, climate, and define efforts by specific zones, diplomats said. Underscoring those efforts, Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu will host in the French overseas territory of New Caledonia between December 4 to 8 the South Pacific Defense Ministers Meeting, the first time it has hosted the format since it was created in 2013. This is an important moment for us because it highlights the legitimacy of our presence in the Pacific, said a French diplomatic source briefing reporters ahead of the visits. The meeting will seek to enhance security and defense coordination between the countries in the region alongside Britain, the United States and Japan, which attend as observers. Prior to that, Lecornu will be in the Philippines, where he is expected to sign a letter of intent on defense cooperation with a view to sealing concrete defense deals at a later stage, diplomats said. Paris, which is vying with South Korea and Spain for the sale of submarines to Manila, sees the election of President Ferdinand Marcos as an opportunity to develop their partnership. Type, header, content, renewed Australian partnership. Level 1. France has historically supported Manila's stance in the territorial dispute between Philippines and China over the South China, which has ratcheted up this year as Manila has increasingly complained about Beijing's aggressive behavior in the strategic waterway. Lecornu will also head to Malaysia, where a letter of intent is due to be signed, although French officials have declined to give details. Malaysia has been looking to upgrade or replace several aging military assets, with the government allocating 19.7 billion ringgit, $4.23 billion, to the Defence Ministry under its budget for 2024, an 11% increase from this year's funding. The ministry in October said it would look to use the funding for new purchases and improvements, including refurbishing its two French-made, Scorpenny-class submarines. While it has diversified its ties across the Pacific, France has also worked on rebuilding its partnership with Australia. Dating back to 2016, it was considered the cornerstone of its Indo-Pacific policy until Canberra pulled out of a multi-billion-dollar submarine and strategic defense accord 2 years ago. Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna will head there on December 4 to 5, the first visit by a French foreign minister since 2019, as the two sides look to definitively turn the page and progress on topics ranging from climate change to culture and defense. It's the culmination of 18 months of work, the diplomatic source said. France's defense and foreign ministers travel to the Indo-Pacific next week as part of a diplomatic offensive to strengthen political and military ties, and rebuild its relationship with key partner Australia. Web. French ministers head to Indo-Pacific, Australia in diplomatic push, updated underscore time, 2023-1130 T21:52:44.718Z, published underscore time.